In 1943, there was a Lancaster bomber flying round with two Spitfires. I think it came from Wychford Aerodrome. I think that's where it came from. And all of a sudden, the engines roared out of it, and the plane came down. It landed in Mr. Fitch Everett's field at the bottom of Grundy Fen. It went off with a mighty bang, and when everyone got down there, all the crew was dead, and there were pieces everywhere. Then the RAF police came and they cleared all the plane up. It took a day or two, but they'd done it. Then about a month or two later, there was another one which came down over 20 pence bridge just past the sandpits. It landed in the first field by the sandpits. And that blew up just the same, and it killed all the crew. And when they cleared it up, we went down and had a look. There were still pieces laying everywhere, but they didn't clear it all up properly. Okay. Then there, in, I should think it was about 1944, there was a landmine dropped by a German plane, which landed on the field behind the station cottages at Wolverton. I think Jack Langley found it when he was harrying a field, and he see the parachute. He got off and he pulled the parachute up, and then it came to where the landmine was. And from there on, he called in the police and the bomb disposal squad. They came down and they let it off, and it made a huge hole. And a day or two later, all the prisoners from Ely, the Italian prisoners of war, came down and they filled it in with barrows and shovels. That's it. Thank you.